在我们每一个基督徒的生命的里头
In every Christian life
我们都必须要去面对神给我们的应许跟使命
We need to face the promises and the commission God has given us
特别是现在我们在读这个列王这个历代志上下
So as we read now the first and second chronicles
也从列王记上下看过来
So from what we see in the chronicles
我每一次像昨天讲的每一次在看到列王记或是历代志上下的时候
So as we were saying yesterday every time we look at the chronicles
行耶和华眼中看为正的事
So to do what's right what's good in the eyes of the Lord
你就看见他这个遵行耶和华的律法的心
That they will obey the laws and decrees of the Lord
在一些如果只有一些方式上
But if it's just the informality
在一个敬拜上
In their worship
那还没有办法把真正的生命里面提出来
But they have not really brought out their lives
我们看到真正大的一个复兴
A true great revival
就是归回到律法
Is to return to the law
把那个律法宣达
Is to declare the law
并且教导百姓
Also to teach the people
我们都看到如果一个王兴起的时候
We see when a king is raised
最后怎么会败落的
How come he will fall again
没有办法跟上
Because he cannot keep up.
就是王他只是下达命令。
The king is only merely giving the commands.
但是呢，所有的人呢，没有办法真正的跟上。
But the people cannot really follow.
最主要是在对于神的话语的不认知上面。
It's because of the lack of knowledge in the word of God.
因此呢，如果我们对神的话语能够清楚的明白
，But if we can clearly understand and know the word of God,
我们就知道我们要做些什么。
We know what we need to do.
我们的生命里面如何归向神
And how we can return to the Lord in our lives
25章第一节
In chapter 25 verse 1
亚玛谢登基的时候25岁
Amaziah was 25 years old when he became king
我们看到这一个亚玛谢这个他的母亲叫做约耶旦
We saw that his mother's name was Yoiden
是耶路撒冷人
She was from Jerusalem
最起码呢这样子我们就看到是耶路撒冷的人
At least we see that she is from Jerusalem
那么这一些呢就是说她不是外邦人
We know that she is not a Gentile
或是不是北国人
Or from the North Kingdom
这样在这一个纯正的下面呢比较不会偏离
So at least in terms of the system she is more
那么如果是北国里面的人
But at least from the North Kingdom
我们就看看是亚哈的女儿
So whether she was the daughter of Ahaz
就看到这个他的先生跟他的孩子里面都行耶和华眼中看为恶的事
We saw that if they were children of Ahab they did evil in the eyes of the Lord
领受不同生长的环境不同那传递出来的当然就不同
Of course what they receive and what they were brought up in and of course what they will give or pass on will be different
比如说一个教会里面他从另外他也是基督徒从一个另外一个教会里面
So for example, if he is a Christian, but from another church,
那个教会里面呢是什么？可以怎么样？可以拿香祭拜祖宗的。
They can actually burn incense to their ancestors.
那如果是这样子的话，他其实这样很好。你看我们教会为什么那么多人？是因为我们可以拿香祭拜祖宗。
So if their church seems if this is good to their eyes and they church seems to have a lot of people.They feel that it's because they are able to burn incense to their ancestors.
那其实呢，过去以色列人基本上也是这样。
Because in the past, Israelites did the same thing.
用一些这一个部分的章节。
They don't take only part of the verses.
没有看到神这一个救赎计划的源头。
They did not see the origin of God's salvation and plan.
你看到了这一个为什么那些烧香的已经后来就神不再讲要这样子做了呢
？So how come?What happened to all the people who burn incense? How come God didn't tell them to do the same thing afterwards?
到了这一个耶稣的时代里面
In Jesus' time
你看过耶稣献祭吗
Do you ever seen Jesus burning incense?
因为他已经把他自己要成为一个祭物
Because he had made himself an offering
所有的祷告透过耶稣基督
So all the prayers are through Jesus Christ
因此我们为什么要奉耶稣的名
That's why we do it in the name of Jesus Christ.
这个是犹太人没有办法接受的。
This is something that the Jews cannot accept.
因为他们不相信一个弥赛亚竟然是那么样的破落。
They cannot see a Messiah who has come to a humble.
我们看到第二节亚玛谢 行耶和华眼中看为正的事，只是心不专诚。
We see that in verse 2 that Amaziah did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, but was not wholeheartedly.
那么我们就这个一开始就把他亚玛谢的一个定调看待整个历史的关键里面。
So the history here tell us about Amaziah as a person.
那么我们就知道他日后里面呢他的一些骄傲卑劣的事。
We know later on what some of the proud and rebellious things that he did.
一开始呢我们看见他怎么遵守耶和华的律例。
In the beginning, we saw that he obeyed the laws and decrees of the Lord.
把他父亲杀死他父亲的那些臣仆都杀了。
And he killed all those people who murdered his father.
却没有致使他的儿子是照着摩西律法书耶和华所吩咐的，不可因子杀父。
But he did not put their sons to death and act in accordance with what was written in the law of the book of Moses, where the Lord commands fathers shall not put their sons to death.
这一条的律法不断的从生命记从列王历代都提过。
So the laws have been mentioned from Deuteronomy, from Kings and Chronicles.
到了耶稣的时代。
Till the generation of Jesus.
门徒问他说：“这一个生来瞎眼的，是他犯罪还是他父母亲犯罪呢？”
His disciple asked him, "This person born blind, was did he sin or his parents sin?"
耶稣基督都不是啊。
Jesus said neither.
那么我们的观念就，这个人有这样子，一定是怎么样？祖宗来的咒诅。
So sometimes when we look at some person, we say this must be cursed from the forefathers.
这里很清楚告诉我们，不可因父杀子。
It says here, do not put the son to death.
律法上的规定是这样子的时候，那么明确。
For the sins of father, this is how the law has stated.
为什么基督教的一些教义会被因为这一些东西所迷惑呢？
So why would the teachings in Christianity depart from this?
天主教开始就是讲这些东西。
Because the Catholic started with this.
你要为你过去父亲所做的事情来赎罪。
That you need to confess the sins of your forefathers.
为你自己来赎罪。
And also atone for your own sins.
好了，我们现在有卖赎罪券。
So now they sell the indulgences.
为你死去的后人来卖。
So you can buy for the people who are already dead.
当你做生意做了很大的时候。
So when you do great business.
你知道你父亲以前得罪耶和华。
You see how your father has sinned against the Lord.
总是怎么样？我是他抚养的，我要为他来赎罪。
Because I've been nurtured by my father, I need to atone the sins of my father.
当时候这一个财政没有什么赤字的。
So at that point, at that time, the
没有什么没有什么亏本的。
The economy, they did not owe much money.
你知道现在为什么很多的宗教机构不是指基督教他为什么那么有钱去做这些事情？
Do you know why a lot of religious organizations have a lot of money to do things not just Christians? It's because these people try to atone for the sins.
这是一个很有效的安慰剂啊。
It is a very effective comforting medicine.
我常常会问到。
I often ask.
我父母亲没有信主，他们现在在哪？
I often ask if what happened to my parents who are not.
这就是基督徒。
Believe, although these are Christians.
有些是刚刚信主的。
And some just came to believe.
或是说，一信主很久了，我父母亲的时候，他母亲这个弥留状态，他说他要信耶稣。
So maybe some of the parents really were not right with the Lord, but this person wanted to believe in the Lord.
他有在神的怀中吗？
Of course, this person are embraced by the Lord.
如果这个教义在圣经里面有的，很简单。
So if this were in the teaching of the Bible, then it's very simple.
替你父母亲赎个罪吧。
So why don't you atone for the sins of your parents?
奉献箱在这里。
Here is a box of offerings.
奉献的越多，你父母亲罪就赦免的越多。
If you make more offering, your parents' sins will be atoned more.
我告诉你，那这样子的话，教会的财政是饱满的。
I tell you, the church wealth would increase greatly if this were this way.
为自己的罪。
For your own sins.
为孩子的罪。
And for the sins of children.
为父母亲的罪。
And for the sins of the parents.
我们都来买赎罪券吧。
Let's buy the pardons or indulgences.
做功德吧。
So to do moral things.
那这些呢，都让我们看到呢，不按着律法书上而行。
But these are not going to the book of the law.
你以为神缺这些吗？
Do you think God lacks these things?
神只要用他圣灵的风一吹，感动的人自然就能够献上。
So if God blows the wind of the Spirit, then the people who are
moved. 说好了，我要再拿来了。
Will make offerings to the point that.People say it's enough.
如果没有圣灵的工作，
if not by the work of the Holy Spirit,
只是为因为个人的私欲安慰剂来做这些工作，
but because of personal sinful desires, they want to comfort themselves to do this.
因为教导的时候有一天他说神啊我不是给你这么多了吗？
So this kind of erroneous teaching, one day they will say to God,
那么为什么你没有祝福我呢？
How come you have not blessed me?
就会有这种交换式的条件。
They have this kind of conditional exchange.
然后我们就看到说，这里面不可因父杀子，也不可因父不可因子杀父，父杀子。
Yeah, the father shall not put to death for their children, nor the children put to death for their fathers.
第四节讲得非常清楚，个人要为本身的罪怎么样而死。
Each is to die for his own sin, clearly stated here.
那么我们再次讲过。
We have stated this before.
这个罪虽然不及到子。
Although the son is not passed on to the children.
子不及到父。
Nor does children sin to the father.
但会不会有影响啊？
But would it affect him? Of course.
我们已经讲过好多次的例子。
We also said many times that this happened before.
当他罪不到父。爸爸会担心啊，对不对？
Of course, when the parent, when the son has sinned,
哎呀，他现在怎么犯了这样的问题啊？
Even though sin doesn't come to the father, he worries him this kind of problem.
那么这个父亲犯罪没有罪不到子。
So when the father sin is not accounted to the son,
也可能会说，哎呀，你爸爸怎么这样？哎，会造成这一些的环境上的一些问题。
But the son may question why the father did that, so create problem in the environment.
这叫罪的影响力。
This is the power of influence by sins.
那我们。明天我们就看到西西家
Tomorrow we'll see Hezekiah
就不会因为他父亲的影响力影响到他个人对神的敬拜
That he will not let the influence of his parents upon him to affect his worship
如何跳脱过去的阴影
So that he will look in the what in the past
我们礼拜五我们来看看西西家我们就知道
So on Friday when we look at Hezekiah we will know
因此呢我们就看到这个在这个25章里面呢第五节呢亚比谢呢召集犹太人呢犹大人
We see in verse 5, Amaziah called the people of Judah together.
犹大和便雅悯的宗族千夫长百夫长。
So he called the commanders of the thousands and hundreds.
总共有300,000。
Judah, Benjamin, total 300,000.
他们怎么样？招募勇士。
So these were more strong men.
从以色列那边招募勇士。
So he called these strong men from Israel.
那么这个时候是要去打仗。
To fight a war.
那么这一个有一个神人来到来见亚玛谢
But a man of God came to Amaziah
王啊以色列的 军兵与你同去因为耶和华 不与以色列人以法莲的后裔同在
He said O king these troops from Israel must not march with you for the Lord is not with Israel No,
we
don't need people
to Israel 就自己奋勇去这个犹大的奋勇去耶和华必帮助你
But if you go and fight courageously in battle God will overthrow you before the enemy
那我们就看到亚玛谢问神人说啊，那我花的那一百他连得怎么办
So we said, I must ask the man of God, what should I do with those soldiers?
都已经怎么花出去了
They already paid for these soldiers.
那神人回答说耶和华能把更多的赐给你
But the man of God replied, the Lord can give you much more than that.
这个时候亚玛谢还能够领受
And that time, Amaziah was able to accept this.
那么亚玛谢呢杀了以东人回来以后就把希尔的神像给带回来了
But when Amaziah destroyed the Edomites he brought back the gods of Seir
这个神人就非常的生气就告诉他一个很真诚的一个问题
so the man of God told him something sincerely
这个神都没有办法帮助以东了你还把他带回来干什么
so the gods that you brought back could not even help them when you killed them why are you worshipping this god
也许呢这个偶像可能是金子做的
maybe this idol was made of gold
有很多艺术价值
It has artistic value,
或是非常的华丽
Or maybe it was smooth and shiny
不见得他拿来拜
So it's not just for worship
但是他很喜欢
But he loved this
已经成为他的偶像
But has become his idol
有些人没有拜他天天擦他
So some people do not worship him But they polish it daily
洗自己的杯子都没有那么勤劳但是擦这个擦的一尘不染
So they don't even clean their own cups that much But they would polish this so carefully every day
爱一样东西
they love an object so much
爱一样艺术品没有错
it's okay to love an object of art
我也曾经去看过有一个人他把艺术品珍藏得很好
I've seen someone who really kept his object of art really well
没有太多的艺术品但几样都非常的昂贵
he did not have many but they were very very precious
他说他每一天都会拿出来擦拭一下
So he said he had to bring up these objects and polish them every day.
放在那个密闭式的空间已经一尘不染了，你还要擦它干什么
？I told him that you put it in a secret vault that so sealed. Why do you need to polish it?
把玩把玩嘛。
He said just to look at and play with it.
放在那里看。
I'll just put it there to look at.
我说那我就没有说你那你一天读圣经多少，我没有这样问他。
But I didn't ask him how much time do you spend on the Bible every day.
你要小心哦，不要玩这一些东西超过你读圣经。
I told him to not play these over the time you spend on Bible.
那这一个就变成你的偶像了。
Otherwise, this becomes your idol.
虽然本来是艺术品。
Although it was an object of art,
你竟然变成偶像，那就麻烦了。
But if the object of art becomes idol worship, then it's a problem.
哦，这个我要注意，这个我要注意。
He said, "I'll be careful with this."
有一些人很爱这一个什么练毛笔字。
Some people like to practice calligraphy.
练毛笔字没有什么不好的。
It's not bad to practice calligraphy.
有很多人喜欢运动。
Some people like to exercise.
运动也没有什么不好的。
There's nothing wrong with exercise.
但是如果呢，你都超过敬畏神，把这个比敬畏神看得更重要的。
But if you your fear of God is less than these, or you put these above the fear of God,
那某些好习惯就变成不好的习惯。
So some of the good things become bad things.
对，怎么样去分辨
？So how do you separate?
我们求神在我们的心中的光照。
May the Lord give us the light in our heart.
因此，这样的二十五章内，我们十五节里面，因此耶和华发怒，向亚哈谢发作。
So in verse 15, the anger of the Lord burned against Amaziah.
这些神不能救他，算命脱离你的手，你为何寻求他呢
？But you consult these people's gods, which cannot save their own people from your hands.
自从亚玛谢离弃神以后，耶和华以后，耶路撒冷就有人背叛他。
So after Amaziah departed from God, that the Jerusalem.
那他就跑到了拉比去了。
So he went to
那一些
Yohash.
判断的人就把他怎么样？把他杀了。
So the people who judge him, killed him.
把他拉回到这一个大卫的这个大卫城里头。
So brought him back to the city of David.
把他这一个葬在他列祖的坟地。
And buried with the tomb of his fathers.
一个王能够葬在列祖的坟地里面，那表示他怎么样？他还有可取之处，知道吧
？So you know, if someone is buried with their fathers in the tombs.
有好几个南国的王都没有葬在列祖之地，就葬在那个大卫城里头。
Means that there's something good about them. There are many kings that were not able to be buried with the kings.
因为连死他都没有办法跟他列祖在一起，无颜见江东父老。
So they were not even able to be buried with their father, meaning that they cannot see their face.
所以看这个圣经里面说，就看出了这些端倪。
You can even see from these words and Bibles.
二十六章里面，我们看到这个他的孩子起来了，乌西亚行耶和华眼中看为正的事情。
We see in chapter 26 that his son Uzziah was a new king.
那么我们一看到这里，就最起码呢，以色列人呢，保守的一段的平安。
So we saw that there was some period of peace for Israel.
那如果我们看到行耶和华眼中看为恶的事情
，But when it was evil in the eyes of the Lord,
我们就说啊，又来了。
We say, ah, here comes again.
怎么样呢
？What happened?
应该要给我们有很大经祷告。
So he gave us a great warning when you pray.
如果你发现到美国在推动一些不合乎神心意的法案的时候
，When you see the United States try to pass ordinances,
那是什么意思呢
？Or laws that are not according to the word.
行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
That is doing evil in the eyes of the Lord.
我们讲一遍好不好
？Let's say it again.
行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。那怎么办呢
？So what should we do?
我们要为这个事情祷告。
We need to pray for these laws.
在这个法案，我们要极力怎么样？反对。
We need to oppose these laws.
这些呢，我们都是要真正的明白在神的话语里面。
We need to understand this from the word of God.
那么，我们尽力了。
We do everything we can.
我们尽了这个力以后。
After we do everything we can.
虽然法案还是过了。
Even the law may be passed.
那神会保守我们。
God will keep us safe.
因为在我们的里头不一样。
Because inside of us, we.
但是如果说，哎呀，神早就预定好了，过不过关，有没有我这一票都无所谓。
But if somebody says, it doesn't really matter because God will predestine it.
我们从来没有尽力过。
That we really have not put any effort in.
那我相信呢，神也是公义的。
I believe God is righteous.
至于会怎么样，我也不知道。神嘛。
Whatever he does, I don't know.
审判。
But we judge.
纵然我理念能从圣经里面的一些端倪看出了他的判断事情的方法。
From what I see in the Bible, how he judges,
可能会怎么样
？What he may do,
但也不能因为我却能够知道这样而我来判断。
Just because I know doesn't mean I can make the judgment for him.
这是保罗教导我们的。
This is what Paul taught us.
二十六章我们看到乌西亚行也说耶和华眼中看为正的事情。
We see in chapter 26 that Uzziah did what was right in the
eyes of the Lord.
He went to war against the Philistines.
那么我们就看到打 打在这个里头呢，把在这个啊，把腓力斯人中的雅使出境内，又建造一些城邑。
So he then built the towns near Ashdod everywhere among the Philistines.
我们看到他非常有智慧，去做一些机器的这个啊，发射箭呐、啊，发射这个石头啊。
We saw that he had a lot of wisdom in designing machines that are able to shoot arrows and large stones.
还有我看过这个早期在战国时期呢，孔明的箭。
I remember seeing what was in the Chinese
不是,
history.
不是这样射的。
In the history of Kong,
我还看过在这一个成都里面有他的孔明的箭，他是连发的。
So they have the arrows that can be repeatedly shot out.
放一些箭在这个地方，然后一直上来，好像子弹一样。
It's almost like bullets coming out.
好像是那个机关枪啊，哒哒哒哒哒哒。
It's like machine gun that keeps shooting.
如果你看哪一支箭射，再哪一支箭射。
So if you have to shoot one arrow by one.
箭还没拿起来就噗啊。
Before you can shoot, you will be shot.
我们就看到那个箭步一样啊，它是可以一个一直瞄，一直瞄准打的。
So it's different. It can be repeatedly shot. Shot at.
我相信啊，那个时候这样子的一个王爷，这等的智慧。
I believe that the king like here also has such wisdom.
啊，这些呢，我们就看到神给他有一个强盛。
So we saw that God made him powerful.
但是呢，这个乌西亚呢，他强盛了以后呢，十六节。
By verse 16, after that, he became powerful.
26节，他既强盛，就心高气傲。
His pride led to his downfall.
这句话我们要把它记住。
We need to remember this verse.
我们一起来念一遍，好不好
？Let's read this together.
二十二节，他既强盛，就心高气傲。
His pride led to his downfall.
我们在这个后面就不用读了，前面就好了，前面就好了。
Just the one before.
就是这个让我们记住哈，
所以
我们不见得会跟他一样，只是可能不一样。
We may not be like him, but
we are different.那他心高气傲要做什么
？So why was he proud？
要到殿里面去香坛上怎么样烧香
？He was so proud he went to the temple to burn incense。
那这一个哈，很分明的是违背了神的命令。
This is clearly against the command of the Lord。
就像哦，神告诉我们说，你治理这地。
So just like God tells us to care of this land。
天空的飞鸟你可以看管。
You can manage。
星星呢，你可以什么去命名
？So stars you can name。
但是没有叫你去 看那个星、啊、
Did not tell you to look at the star a constellation.
叫你到月亮去看看有没有嫦娥。
Didn't tell you to go to the moon to see if there's a myth a woman there.
可以去了解，没有叫你去那里冒险。
So it didn't tell you can go there, but didn't tell you to.
这很显然就违背了耶和华的命令。
To risk your life, this is against, clearly against the commandment of the Lord.
人管不好了，海平面都一直升高了，还想去管到别的星球。
So men cannot even manage the earth well. They want to go up to the sky and heaven.
本来的位分
So it means to not return to the original position.
我们叫那失去本位的天使
So it's just like the angels who depart from their position.
离开本位的天使
Those are angels who depart from their positions.
就叫做犯罪
This is to means to sin.
人如果不在那个本位上执行的时候
So it means to not walk in the position they were given.
因为什么原因我们看到乌西亚是心高气傲。
Here for Uzziah because his pride led to his downfall.
哦，这个设立这个城墙那么坚固。
So he said, "Oh, this wall I built is so strong."
可以用机械来丢石头打人。
I can use machine to hurl stones and shoot arrows.
那个力道多远？他算好那个距离，他搭什么？搭铁车。
So he's able to use measure distance so accurate can destroy the iron chariots.
啊，如果他能够发明一。打出去以后，在空中再爆炸，再打下去的话，那就更好了啊。
So if we can design something that can explode in the air and destroy what's on the ground, it's even better.
那我们看到这个都是怎么样啊？到了27章里面，我们看到，因为这个乌西亚这个共同这个跟他的这个约旦呢，其实共同有执政，大概有10年之久。
So we saw that the Jotham after him was ruled for ten years.
约旦呢，行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
有很多都是 right in the eyes of the Lord.
效法他父亲乌西亚所一切所行的，只是不入耶和华的殿。
Just as his father Uzziah had done, but in 19 he did not enter the temple.
后面讲一句话，百姓还行邪僻的事。
But here says that the people, however, continue corrupt practices.
王他长了大麻风以后呢，大概不能在那边工作了，所以孩子呢上来跟他共同执政。
So because King Uzziah developed a leprosy, so his son ruled with him.
约旦在耶和华的上帝的面前呢行正道。
So what Jordan did was good in the eyes of the Lord.
日益强盛。
So he became strong because he walked steadfast before the Lord.
行耶和华的道，日益强盛。
So because he walked steadfastly before the Lord, then he grew powerful.
那么这个呢，是我们看到约旦他的功绩。
This is the.
那么我们看到了28章里面呢，他的孩子亚哈斯登基的时候20岁。
So we saw that Ahaz became the king when he was 20 years old.
三个王好事以后呢，一个败家子又来了。
So after 2-3 good kings, another corrupt one comes.
不像他列祖行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
He did not hold what was right in the eyes of the Lord like his forefathers did.
却行以色列诸王的道。
But he walked in the ways of the king of Israel.
又铸造巴利的像。
Also made idols for worshipping the Baals.
在新炼主烧香，用火焚烧他的儿女。
He burned sacrifice in the valley of Ben Hinnom and also sacrificed his son in the fire.
不知道他是从哪里，皇宫里面不好好学习敬畏耶和华，去哪里学这些东西。
It's really hard to fathom why he learned all these things instead of learning the right things taught in the palace.
这一些呢，让他怎么样？他开始当王的时候，他以为可以为所欲为。
So when he became king, he thought he could do anything he willed.
为什么在新任之谷把他的这个火烧他的儿女呢？
So why did he sacrifice his sons in the valley of Ben Hinnom?
这一个呢，我们的新任之谷。
Ben Hinnom.
其实呢，在意思呢，就是地狱的意思。
Ben Hinnom actually means hell.
人的心啊，丑陋到一种程度，把自己的儿女给焚烧在那个地方。
Men's hearts are so corrupt to the point that they will sacrifice their sons in the fire.
敬拜一个虚无的神。
To worship a vain idol.
人因为自私自利所要想象的神。
Because of their own selfish desire, the God that they need for themselves. 新任之谷
呢，就叫做地狱。
Ben Hinnom is hell.
所以地狱它真的希伯来文里面的新任之谷。
So the valley of Ben Hinnom in Hebrew is hell.
不但如此，它建造了很多的丘坛。
Not only that, he made built many high places.
所以第五节呢，28章，所以耶和华他的神呢，把他交在亚兰王的手里面。
Therefore, the Lord his God handed him over to the king of Aram.
这是我们看看神常常用一些外邦的王啊来这一个侵略他，要警惕他们。
So we see often God uses the foreign kings to invade them, to teach them.
但会不会因为这样子呢，就这一个更加的谦卑在神的面前呢？
So would this teach him to be more humble?
我们来看
before the Lord.
28章第这个22节。
Let's see chapter 28, verse 22.
28章22节。
Let's look at chapter 28, verse 22.
就是刚硬到底的人呢，神给他机会的时候，他不一定会抓住这种机会。
And someone who is really hardened, they may not necessarily take the chance that God gives them.
我们来读二战情，亚哈斯王在极难的时候，越发得罪耶和华。怎么样？越发。
Even more.
那我就不相信，那其他的神不是神。
So that he did not believe that the other gods are not gods.
我就不相信只有耶和华是神。
He do not believe that.
他怎么样？ 他列祖不但如此，怎么样？他就用他自己的方法。
So not only did he not believe this, he used his own way.
因此呢，当一个人刚硬到底的时候
，When somebody's hardened to the end,
被神任凭的时候
，and forsaken by the Lord,
这是他的下场，非常的可怜。
His end is very pitiful.
我们常常会说，神可能没给人机会。
Sometimes people say God doesn't give them a chance.
那是我们眼睛没有看到神给人机会。
It's because we cannot see the chance that God gives them.
我们说，哎呀，有一些富人他住在穷乡僻壤。
So we see some women that live in such a pitiful condition.
他们从来都没有听过福音。
That they never heard the gospel.
难道他们就下地狱吗
？Would they go down to hell?
第一个问题，
the first question.
你怎么知道他们没有听过福音？
How do you know they have never heard of the gospel?
不可能，那个地方不可能有人进去的。
you say no, impossible, no one can enter into those places.
这些都是我们想的嘛，对不对？第一个的不可能，那是我们想象的。
So this is our own thinking. What's impossible is our
thinking.
用
我们的推理。
It's on our reasoning.
认为说神不公平。
That God is not fair.
神没有把福音传到这个穷乡僻壤。
That God did not have the gospel go to these villages.
你想神的公义没有把福音传到那个地方，就定人的罪，你想过神会是这样的一个神吗？
Do you think God is the God who will just judge because did not give them the gospel?
那我们对神的全然公义就先打折扣了。
And we already think that God take away His righteousness already.
当你把全然的神打折扣的时候，那已经不是圣经当中告诉我们耶和华的神。
So if you already take away from the Almighty Lord, then this is not the God that the Bible described.
因为你不信任他是全然公义的。
Why do you say this? Because you don't believe that he's fully righteous and just.
这是证明什么？
So what does this prove?
证明我比耶和华公义。
That I'm more righteous than the Lord.
这是得罪神的第一步。
This is the first step of sinning against God.
当我们认为说，如果这样子的时候。
So when we think this way.
如果这样子的时候。
If it were this way,
这个是很高难度的假设性。
So this is a very difficult possibility.
有人问过耶稣，那个犹大带卖你的犹大会怎么样？
So somebody said that what happened to Judah who sold out?
在旧约里面的律法都搬出来，这个人他应该要怎么样，怎么样？
So they bring out the laws in the Old Testament. They said this person should have this and this and this happened to them.
耶稣基督怎么回答他？
What did Jesus say?
他卖我的，该死的啦。
So Judas who told me should die, did he say that?
请问耶稣基督怎么回答？
What did Jesus say?
啊，有没有人明白？
Do you remember anybody who what Jesus said?
这件事要等到我来，再来说，你们觉得怎么样？
So what is it to you until when I come?
请问有没有正面回答？
Did he answer directly?
有啦，已经回答了，怎么没有正面回答？
Of course he answered, of course he did.
所以你们，意思你们不要去审判。
Meaning that do not judge.
审判在神。
The judge.Judgment is in God's hands.
判断归判断，不要进入审判。
Discern is one thing, but to judge is another thing.
有些人一判断以后呢，就把它进入审判。
So somebody discern, they will make a judgment.
因此呢，当这一些事情发生的时候
，So when these things happen,
我们就看到说，我们常常自认为比神还要公义。
Oftentimes we make ourselves more righteous than God.
因为我们已经怀疑神的全然公义。
Because we already doubt his true justice.
神绝对不会把那一个无罪的当作有罪的。
God will not make innocent guilty.
同样，神也不会把有罪的当成无罪的。
And God will not make the guilty innocent.
那么，除非他按着耶和华的律法里面进入了那一个赦罪的权柄。
Unless he go according to the word of the Lord that give forgiveness.
神他就是乐意解决人的罪问题。
The God is pleased to solve the problem of sin for mankind.
人的罪性没有被解决的时候，常常想到神的不公义。
When the sinful nature of man is not solved, they often think about the unrighteousness of God.
我在听1300有一个在讲什么亚当夏娃的那个善恶果。
So the other day I listened to radio 1300 that they were talking about.
我真想打电话去问说你圣经看清楚一点，你又乱讲。
They're talking about Adam and Eve. I was going to call them. I said, "You really don't know what you're talking about."
根本就不知道。这一个什么什么什么生命树不可以吃，这个三恶树也不可以吃。我说你连看都看错了，你怎么今天讲这些东西
？They're saying that the tree of life and also the tree of knowledge of good and evil cannot be eaten from.
生命树可不可以吃
？Of course, can you eat from the tree?
可以。
Of course.
只有一棵。
There's only one tree.
叫做什么
？What is called?
分别善恶的果子不能吃。
Tree of knowledge of good and evil, you must not eat from it.
介绍的时候是两棵树都不能吃。
So, but when you introduce them, you said these two trees are not to eat from.
不用功的主持人。
Someone who did not really study.
这个我要讲，这一点你好像讲错，你请你去好好看一看。
So I told my son that they made a mistake. You need to look at the Bible.
我想说他大概也不太懂，他只是把引经据典提一提而已。
So I figure out these people probably didn't quite understand. They just mentioned the points in there.
那么不管如何
，Nevertheless,
我们对神的话语。
We need to study carefully.
能够明白神他的旨意。
We understand the will of God.
我们的心好回转到神的面前。
Our hearts may return to the Lord.
那么这个越心刚硬的时候
，But when the heart is hardened,
越发得罪神。
They're going to be more unfaithful to the Lord.
这些是我们要注意的。
This is something we need to be careful.
神，我为你做那么多的事情。
You say God did so many things for you.
你怎么可以不帮助我？
How can you not help me?
你怎么可以让我这样子？
How can you let me be like this?
当神好好的祝福你一下，哦，感谢神。
So when God blesses you, say thank you, Lord.
又好像没有在财富上祝福你的时候，主啊，你怎么又这样子了？
Then when He doesn't bless you in materialistic sense,
你发现那个是怎么样？好像呢，神是我们的摇钱树。
Now how can He didn't bless you?
Since God 钱摇不下来的时候就骂一骂。
God is like a tree that can shake money off.
哎，钱摇得下来，说，哦，主啊，你是公义的，你看看你这么好。
When the money comes down, you give Him back. When tree that shake the money doesn't come up from the tree, you curse Him. 如果是这样，
我们离那个刚硬的心已经不远了。
Then if what was the case, our heart is not too far from our hardened heart.
我们要从这句话里面来知道，我们要小心。
So from this word, we know we need to be careful.
神用他的话再次光照我们。
Now, Lord, shine us with His words.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
让我们看到列王的这一些兴衰，
给
我们看到的是一种事实上的一个警惕。
This is actually a warning in our daily lives.
让我们看过，不就是过了？
So not just reading.
让我们好好的学习这样的一个功课。
But to learn these lessons.
回到你的面前。
To return to you.
归回向你。
To come back to you.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.